Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Jan P. Matuszynski. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for the invitation. Hello.
It's a real pleasure for us to have you here. You're presenting the film Leave No Traces. I watched it last night, thought it was super intense, a really powerful story. And we should emphasize it's inspired, based on a true story, right?
Yeah, it's inspired on real events. And it's also based on a reportage book written by Cezary Łazarewicz called Leave No Traces, The Case of Grzegorz Przemek. And that was a start for me, because I got this book from my producers, Aneta and Leszek from Avrum Film. I did my previous film, The Last Family, with them, and we were looking for another project. Yeah. And I read the book and I said, well, yeah, it's worth making a film out of it.
Yeah, it's quite frightening. We're talking about brutality, we're talking about authorities kind of abusing their power. How would you introduce it to the listeners who are not familiar with it?
I would say that, you know, those days, violence and oppression are things that need to be talked about. Mm. And I think that this quite strange in some moments, the story from 1983 Poland, unfortunately everyone can understand it, because it's not only one case, and it's only, you know, it's happening all around the world. I think there is this taste of obsession. This is one of the things that I was having, that, you know, somewhere in the back of my mind really while doing the whole film, and it's still there. Right. And, you know, I came here yesterday, I heard some brief comments, and I'm hearing, you know, brave, thrilled, and so on. It's all about fear.
Yeah.
So it means that the film works, I think.
What kind of fear? What kind of fear?
Well, this is a story about an individual that fights against the system.
Yeah, and he seems to be alone in doing it, almost. Gradually becomes more and more alone, too.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, there's his family in it somehow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. The film is quite multi-layered. There's this main character who says he saw the beating of his friend, and we see that on screen at the beginning of the film, right?
Right.
But then you start to think, well, is that all? What was behind it? And there's some questions that the government is bringing up. He's starting to hesitate, and I found it very interesting to make a film which works like it's sort of a meditation. Yeah. on you know, truth. Yeah. Obsession. No obsession. Yeah, obsession. And now, you know, I'm still
thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it, because I'm, you know, with each interview I'm bringing up another, you know, layer, and I found it very interesting, because there's still something to say.
I don't know if this was your intention, but, like, aside from the historical aspect of the film, I was frightened on a very personal level. I think maybe it's because at the beginning, when this event happens, when the police go up to these kids who are just having a bit of fun, and just all of a sudden all this situation unravels and it's completely unexpected, I just had this feeling that it wasn't necessarily in early 80s Poland, and it wasn't even necessarily in Poland. It could have been anywhere else in the world. It could have been me. It could have been you. Do you think that this could happen today? Something like this could happen today?
Unfortunately, yes. Mm. You know, George Floyd case, for example, that's like the most famous.
Exactly.
Something like this can be famous, right? But these things happen in you know, various countries. Mm. And it's frightening.
Do you think that if it happens in a country like Poland, it maybe doesn't get as much attention?
I don't know, it's hard to say. You know, during the last 2 months, it was like three cases of, you know, police beating too hard somebody that was, you know, taken to custody and passed away in Poland. And of course, that's the question of the brutality that the police is using. Sometimes maybe it's necessary. I don't know. I'm not a policeman. But when I hear that there are several cases like this, and you know, police is here everywhere to protect, and we're starting to be frightened. I mean, that's not fine, right?
No. Well, it shouldn't be, anyways. In a proper world.
And you know, I'm really really how to say I am very curious about how this film will work, you know, in a couple of months. What will I get from the audience?
Because are you worried?
I'm curious.
You're curious. You're not worried about us.
Why I should be worried?
I don't know. So maybe making a statement can also have its negative.
I did this film because I'm worried. This is the only thing I can say. That this is out of, you know, fear,
right?
In a way, for sure, because I, you know, the Grzegorz Przemek was arrested because he refused to show his ID. In that time, the martial law was suspended in Poland, so he didn't have to show it.
Right,
and he's actually said he knows that. He knows that because he was raised in a home where those values were important.
Yeah.
And this is it an act of courage, or is it, you know, normal behavior? Yeah. This is one of the questions that I have, you know, now, because I'm pushing this film to the world. It's not mine anymore. You know, today is the world premiere. It's not mine anymore.
Okay.
It's for the audience to take something from this from this film, but I stay with those questions still.
Yeah. I'd love to. I have so many questions that I want to ask you. We're going to have to wrap it up. Just one more question. I feel like also one of the fascinating aspects of this film was the one that kind of deals with the press and how they're involved in the whole story. I was curious about the BBC, the involvement of the BBC journalist, who seems to have a positive effect at the beginning of this event, and then later on you see also how the Polish press at the time actually went again, you know, helped the authorities and, you know, the people who were the perpetrators of the beating. Do you think that the press and journalism played a huge part in shaping people's perspective on what was going on at the time?
Oh, it works, you know, today.
Today too, yeah.
I mean, if you have that kind of a, you know, massive tool in your hand.
Who can you trust, though? Who can you trust? Is there anybody you can trust?
I can trust my wife.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she's here.
Of course. But is there anybody we can trust? Can we trust an artist, for example? Can we trust you as a filmmaker?
You can give it a try. You can go to the cinema, sit there for this, you know, over 2.5 hour long film, and then decide. I really care about freedom of the viewer. You know, I don't want to say that, oh, you know, there's this story, and this guy did wrong, this guy did, you know, did it well, he's fine, he's okay, this one is bad. No, I'm not that kind of director. I prefer to, you know, put into film questions that I have, you know, when I'm going through this particular story, and not actually giving answers, maybe just to meditate on those things. I think that, you know, each of us should dig deeper, you know, read the whole book, not just the cover.
Yeah.
Don't stop on the hashtag.
It's difficult to do because of social media and the way that we get our information. And
It's like, you know, when I'm, for example, doing an interview, I prefer to sit and talk for like 90 minutes because I know that there is a conversation.
Me too.
And especially now, you know, we're here and Venice is happening, but we're still in the pandemic situations, kind of. And I think all of us miss the conversations. I mean, the exact, when you're sitting in front of the other guy or girl and talk long. I had some conversations, online or through phone during the pandemic because people didn't know what to do, so we could call somebody. But this is a value that is very important to me, and I believe that cinema is some sort of maybe that's just a try, but of a deeper conversation that you're bringing up, not just like a note. This guy was beaten to death by the policeman there, and then he died, 2 days later, and the government is bad. No, it's not that easy. There's much more to tell about this particular case. You have to spend more time thinking about it. And you know what? Film is still the most efficient of all the tools that we have. I have only, that's only my tool. I don't write books. I'm only a film director.
Well, once you do it well, and that must be said. I also wish I could talk with you for 90 minutes, but I'm afraid they're kicking us out.
Okay.
Well, but it's been great. It's been great. So thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
I remind our listeners, the film is called Leave No Traces, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.